Week 5, Becoming Independent. In this session, we will learn how to prepare for changes that may happen as you get older. We will also teach you things you will need to do to become more independent. Taking your medications. Taking medications is a big part of staying in control of your chronic condition. You might have a lot of medicines that you have to take every day, and it might seem scary or overwhelming. In this section, we will talk about why taking medications is so important. We will also talk about things that might make it easier to remember to take your medicines. Why do people not take their medicines? They may forget, do not understand their medical condition, believe that nothing bad will happen, want to be like everyone else, do not feel sick anymore, do not like how medicines make them look or feel, do not see any problems if they miss their medicines, do not think that the doctors or nurses can tell when they are not taking medications. What are some reasons why you do not take your medicines? Pause this track for a moment and fill out the activity. Press play when you are ready to continue reading. It is always important to take your medications, even if you might not like it. Doctors can tell if you take your medications or not by testing your blood. If you have discomfort after taking your medications, let your doctor know. If you have a hard time remembering to take your medicines, we will also talk about some ways to help on the next page. Strategies for remembering to take your medications. Use a pill box. Set an alarm on your phone. Pick something you do every day and take medicines at the same time, like getting dressed, eating your breakfast, brushing your teeth. List 3 strategies that you will use to help you remember to take your medications. Be creative. You can use more than the ones listed above. Pause this track while you list 3 ways to help you remember to take your medications. Press play when you are ready to keep reading. Finding a new doctor. If you found out about your condition as a child, you are most likely treated by a pediatric nephrologist, a doctor who treats kids with kidney problems. As an adult, you will need to be treated by an adult nephrologist. You probably have known your doctor for a long time, and it might be scary to you to see a new one. Don't forget that any doctor you see will care about you. It's their job to keep you healthy. Expert box for people 16 or older. Steps to finding a doctor who treats adults. Step 1. Ask the doctor you see now for a referral. A referral is when your current doctor recommends you to a new one. Step 2. Explore your options and meet with your new doctor. Step 3. If you like the new doctor, tell your current doctor that you would like to switch. Step 4. Ask your current doctor to send your medical records to your new doctor. In order to get your records sent to a new doctor, you have to sign a consent form. Just ask the office staff in the clinic to help you. Making appointments. The first thing you have to do before seeing any doctor is make an appointment. Have you ever made a doctor's appointment by yourself? Let's try it. If your parents usually make your appointments, be sure to check with them to make sure it's okay to call your doctor. Step 1. Make sure to call during office hours. Usually this will be between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Step 2. When someone answers, tell them you would like to schedule an appointment with your doctor. Step 3. They may tell you when your doctor has time to see you or ask when you are able to come in. Choose an appointment time that works for you. Step 4. They will ask you the specific reason why you want to see your doctor. Let them know if there is something you will want to talk to your doctor about, like a new symptom or a problem with the medication. Step 5. Write down the date and time you have set up to see your doctor. Don't forget it. Usually, someone will call to remind you about an upcoming appointment. That's it. You've just scheduled your own doctor appointment. Now, write down the phone number of the doctor's offices that you will call to make appointments. We have provided an example for you. Health insurance. When people are sick, they may need to go see a doctor or even go to the hospital. A lot of times they will have tests done and then take medications to get better. All of these things cost money, and usually a lot of money. You can think of health insurance as money to help pay for when people get sick. Health insurance helps pay for hospital bills, visits to the doctor, tests, medications, and many other things you need to stay healthy. Do you know? If you are on dialysis or have a transplant, you automatically get Medicare, a type of health insurance, to help pay for it. Go to www.medicare.gov to learn more. When you have a chronic condition like CKD, it is very important to have health insurance because you might need to go to the doctor or take medications more often than other people. Without health insurance to help pay for these things, it would be very expensive. Public insurance versus private insurance. There are two types of insurance, public and private. Check out some of the differences between them. Public insurance is paid for by the government. People with low income may qualify for public insurance. Examples of public insurance include Medicaid and Medicare. Private insurance is paid for by you or your parents' employer. It can also be paid for on your own or out of pocket. Examples of private insurance include Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, and United Health. Expert Box. Depending on what kind of health insurance you have, you might need to reapply as early as age 18. You can visit healthcare.gov to find information on comparing health insurance plans, or call 800-318-2596 to speak with someone about your options. Try contacting an insurance company with your parents' help so you can practice for when you will need to do it as an adult. Activity time. What do I know about my health insurance? List answers to the questions below. If you do not know the answer, then you can ask your parent. After each question, pause the track to take some time and fill out an answer. Press play when you are ready to go to the next question. Question 1. What is health insurance and why is it important to have? Question 2. Who is my current health insurance provider? Question 3. At what age will my health insurance coverage end? Question 4. How can I get health insurance for myself when I am an adult? Week 5 Summary. It is important to ask your doctor for a referral when you need to find a new doctor. There are many reasons why people do not take their medicines, but your doctor can tell if you do not. Use strategies to help you remember to take your medicines. Health insurance helps cover your medical expenses. There is private and public health insurance. Week 5 Check-in Questions. Pause the track between each question to record your answer. Press play when you are ready to go on to the next question. Question 1. What type of insurance do you get if you receive a kidney transplant or are on dialysis? Question 2. Which of the following are strategies to help you remember to take your medicines? Question 3. Why is health insurance important to have? Question 4. True or false? Your doctors and nurses can tell when you do not take your medicines. Question 5. Which is the best way to find a new doctor?